Knit Weekly.
The weekly knitting news.
Last week in the Oxford Folk Festival review, I talked about how some forms of clogmorris originated in the woolen mills of the north during the time of the Industrial Revolution. Mason's Apron Ladies North West Clogmorris dance in this tradition, and if you were in Oxford city centre on May Day, you may well have seen them dancing there in their clogs. I interviewed Mason's Apron at the Oxford Folk Festival.
This is a ladies' side, and it started off as they were Morris widows. The men would go out and dance Morris, and the ladies, almost 30 years ago, decided that they would go and form their side, and they dance a type of style of Morris that you wouldn't get normally around the Oxford area. This is from the northwest of England.
Yeah, I noticed they've got the clogs, That seems to be something that developed around the northern woolen spinning mills.
That's exactly where it came from, and the sticks that you saw them using there, I think, were originally central bobbins that would carry the yarn in the factories, and the clogs, of course, would go with that sort of lifestyle.
And so they would make up rhythms to go along with the rhythms of the machines.
I mean, you can hear them coming up the street. I mean, originally they would have had metal pieces on the bottom of their clogs so that you could hear them clacking up the street, and hence you would create the rhythm. And then, of course, they would introduce brass instruments and Morris instruments, and the Northwest Morris would play the sort of popular tunes of the time. And that's what we were doing in that last dance.
So that is how this sound relates to this sound. I couldn't resist asking one of the clog dancers at the Oxford Folk Festival about her wooden clogs.
Do you mind if I just ask you about your clogs? What are they like to wear?
They're amazingly comfortable. They're handmade, and they're shaped towards for the foot, and you can wear them all day, and they're very comfortable.
And do you feel a bit mischievous in them, like you want to make a noise all the time? Do they?
More often than not, yes, especially if there's a good beat going on.
And this whole encounter got me thinking about all the links between traditional music and knitting, a subject which I also explored with Paul Sartin of Bellowhead.
I don't like using the term folk music, I hate it.
It's tricky, isn't it?
But tradition is a different thing, yeah. Traditional music, because they were definable music that's been passed down through the generations, and some of it's tied to localities and seasons and customs and so on, and I think it's worth preserving, but to preserve it, it's got to move forward, otherwise it becomes fossilised.
It's very much like knitting. I mean, it is though, if you think about it, there's really, really, really ancient knitting traditions, and people do get really excited about knitting traditions, but fashion moves on. So if you want to make a really amazing sock, you need to understand how a really amazing sock was made, hundreds of years ago.
You need to know the craft as well.
Yeah, but you don't want it to now look like you're some kind of like museum of fashion.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you take the skills and then you adapt them and you make it now.
Yeah.
I found myself considering how much traditional music was written and played within societies much more closely involved in the agricultural calendar than our current society is. Searching old archives of folk songs, countless references to sheep and lambs can be found, since the wool trade was crucial to the survival of ordinary people for hundreds of years. However, while wool has historically been our most economically significant trading commodity, all aspects of agriculture are explored and celebrated in traditional music, as in this song, which is not about a sheep, but about a cow.
Often what happens in the songs is there's a sort of, that singers are in praise of animals and agriculture and so on. So the Gloucester song goes through the parts of a cow. So here's a health to the ox and to his right horn. May God send our master a good crop of corn, a good crop of corn that we may all see. In the wassail bowl we'll drink unto thee. And then it goes to the cow's eyes and his hoof and even his. Then here's a health to the ox and to his fat. May God give our master a good crop of grass.
Oh, that's brilliant.
In terms of celebrating the land and all that comes from it, I do not know specifically what May Day meant to sheep farmers or knitters of the past, but for me, this time is a time to get out into the landscape, to enjoy walking in the fields in the sunshine, and to be glad that we still grow sheep and can still knit with their lovely fleeces. I asked Telling the Bees why May is a significant month in terms of traditional music or folk songs.
I wondered if you might be able to answer a pressing question for me.
Press
which
away.
Is, why do so many folk songs start with "As I went out one May morning"? And are there any folk songs that start with "As I went out on the morning of a different month"?
Unlikely. I mean, the celebration of May and the coming of spring is very old. And so people have been celebrating the May, the 1st of May, since at least medieval times and before.
So I think it's just that the songs kind of really focus on that. It's such a joyous time, that's what people are celebrating.
And, you know, the winter we've just had, which has just been relentless and long and cold and bleak. I mean, don't you feel like putting flowers in your hair and frolicking through the streets? I can see you doing that.
So there you go. After exploring the history of May Day, traditional music, and how they link to woolen knitting, I have decided that the perfect May Day knitting project probably needs to be some dancing socks, perhaps with bells. Next week in Knit Weekly, I'll be talking to you about a local Cotswold fleece that I am spinning myself, and about the Oxford Guild of Spinners, Weavers and Dyers and their forthcoming Fleece Day. To see how those traditional skills are keeping fresh and contemporary and relevant, tune in again next week to Knit Weekly.
Knit Weekly. The weekly knitting news.